Netflix must scale at the rate of cloud inflation or fall off the information cost velocity curve. Why is this such a challenge?
The problem for Netflix is that all of its arteries for its cloud-borne information, movies and so on, to its customers are the world's common carriers. Your phone company, your Verizon, your AT&T, your Comcast, and so on. These companies are so debt crippled, there is no way they can create the kind of network fabric that would scale at the rate of cloud inflation. The rate of cloud inflation, as future creators know, because we've done all the formulas, and they're available on our website in a whole set of videos at future-creators.com, is the number of devices, which is growing exponentially, times the power of the devices on the Moore and memory density curve, times the number of apps, all three growing exponentially. That's a staggering rate. And there's no way you can flow anything like that onto the typical carrier network. They just can't handle it. They could handle it up to a certain point. But if we notice what happened starting about 20 years ago, all of a sudden, this mean old cancer called Wi-Fi started to rip into networks. Why? Because Wi-Fi is so capital efficient, it costs practically nothing to buy, install, use. And you can flow pretty powerful content off Wi-Fi directly into, say, a fiber network. And what happened was that people stopped using cellular and started using Wi-Fi on their smartphones. Something like 85% of wireless IP traffic today flows over Wi-Fi, not cellular. The result is that we've got debt-crippled companies. Verizon's a great example, with a debt-equity ratio of 4.8. I think they've brought it down maybe to just under 4 this year. That's right, they have. But that's staggering, eye-watering debt-equity ratio, with, at the same time, declining revenues in their access side of their business. Both wireless and wireline revenues are declining in a boom. And as we've seen on past Future Creator podcasts, that's unprecedented. The last time those revenues declined for any carrier in the United States was during the Great Depression. And that was a serious downforce. But during a 10-year-long boom, that's unheard of. So these companies are in a very difficult position, and Netflix has to keep going. Netflix can't stop. None of the fangs can stop. And it's not just the fangs. If we look at the future source of network traffic, and one of the things that I've proposed is taking solarized windows, summing the energy from large office towers, using blockchain to buy and sell energy. And the traffic volume will be staggering. Now, this business is so attractive, it puts the Saudis out of business. You know, you won't need oil the way you did before, and our 1.5 million year carbon addiction ends. But that's traffic, network traffic. There's no way the common carriers of today could handle just that one new business, let alone all the many others that will follow. And these are, if you like, the Netflix progeny that will be coming up. And so if Netflix cannot scale, given the financial constraints of today's common carriers, something else must happen. It's just logical. Something will intervene, take over, and dissolve what used to be your phone company, your cable company, into an entirely new network structure. And that's what we're looking at now.
In a previous podcast, we talked about the home as a blockchain server, if you will, of future internet services. What's the likelihood of this being on the short-term horizon an option?
This is interesting because the key innovator in doing this has joined our program. Mm-hmm. So here at Future Creators, future-creators.com, you can join us. You can actually be part of this development. It is huge. What it does is it takes the spectacular capital efficiency of Wi-Fi, and sends it deeper and deeper into the network. You can imagine a daisy chain of these things connecting directly to a cell tower with no phone company or cable company in between. And because everyone has access to blockchain, instead of paying a monthly bill to your phone company or cable company, you make money. What's not to like? For Netflix, this is fabulous because that means they can scale quickly. They're going to get into the device business. They're going to be shipping this stuff to their customers. Now, the key here is to watch Amazon. Amazon has the same need as Netflix for its content. And as you know, Amazon wants to get into movies and everything and has in a very big way. It also needs to scale. Just a short time ago, Amazon bought Arrow, the Wi-Fi company. Mm-hmm. It is not a reach at all to imagine Amazon saying, Prime customers, we ship overnight. We'll ship this home device to you with blockchain overnight to you, and you'll be happy. And no more monthly bill. And I just see this as happening with speed that the world's phone companies and cable companies have not anticipated. This could be devastating for that industry. And remember, that is a $2 trillion industry worldwide with its associated ecosystem. The number of people working in that company, those companies, we're talking millions around the world. And what do these people do for work? You've seen all the folks out in the street fixing the wires and cables? Gone. What do the cell companies do? They're basically in a low bandwidth backup business. We've already seen in Future Creators how impossible it will be for a cellco to add fifth generation wireless just because the capital costs are so staggering. It's impossible to do. So for Netflix, this problem could turn into a massive opportunity that will upend one of the largest industries we have in this world today, the telecommunications industry.
For more on telecom, Netflix, and common carriers, visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.